Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is fascinating to me. It's so integral. There are so many parts. There are so many things happening. And there are different kinds of business people. There are business people that just show up every single day and they don't think much out of what they don't have much planning. They don't think about what's going on. They have ownership, but they don't really have a business. They have a job. And they go through that job day after day, year after year, and they wonder why they don't make money. They wonder why things are so stressful. They wonder why their competition is getting ahead and they're not. But, you know, business and the game of chess have a lot in common. In the game of chess, you can understand how to make the moves, but there are strategies that people put in place to win those games. The chess master will play the game of chess in their head before they make the first move. They will be looking at the opponent. They will be countering what the opponent does. It's all about strategy. It's not just about moving the pieces. And it takes years of study and understanding to become a chess master. But once you are, it's an amazing thing that you can play this game better than most people in the world. That you've trained your brain to think about a strategy that helps you win the game. And without that strategy, you're not going to win the game. The chessboard is confined. There are only so many pieces. And that's where you have to play within this framework of the way the pieces move, whether it's the queen, the rook, the castle, the pawn. And if you just understand how they move but don't understand the significance of the move and what they can really do to help you win the game and to beat the opponent, you will not win. And in business, just like chess, if you are not a strategist, if you are just a person who shows up every single day and you just say, I did my job, I worked 8 hours, as a matter of fact, I worked 12 or 14 hours, but you didn't think it through. You just worked. And the most successful business people are business people who have a great deal of time to think because they motivate their coworkers, their employees. They teach them. They strategize with them. They hire the right people. They have a plan. They have a strategic plan in their mind as to where they're going to go. And they don't wake up in the morning and say, what's my plan today? They start just like the chess game. They start to make the strategic plan in their head, and they're always refining it, and they're always working on it, and they're always thinking about, okay, what's my sales plan? How do I need to motivate my salespeople? How many prospects do we need? How do we need to change the marketing materials? Who is our customer? What does the customer think? That's a little different than going out and saying, you want to buy? I'm here. I'm a salesperson. You want to buy? I'll cut the price. I'll give it to you cheaper if you want to buy. Strategy, planning, understanding. I will always remind business people what business they are in. They're in the people business, and what they sell are relationships, and their products could be almost anything. It could be software. It could be automation. It could be manufacturing. It could be anything. But you're dealing with a person. You have to understand the needs of that person. Now, understanding the needs of the person is understanding the needs of the customer, the client, understanding the needs of your employees, understanding the needs of the salesperson, understanding the needs of everyone that you have to deal with. If you're going to deal with your banker, you have to understand what their banker is looking for from you to get what you want. If you're going to talk to your insurance agent, what do you want from your insurance agent? If you're going to sell something, What are the words that make people understand? And once you sell them, even though if you understand it and you've got the strategy and you're making it happen, then you have to deliver. You don't get another shot at it. You don't get another repeat sale. And if you want to cut your marketing costs significantly, one of the ways to do that is have repeat sales. And to have repeat sales, you have to have a strategy. What happens after our first sale? How do we make that particular person that we're selling to understand exactly why they should do business with us, why they shouldn't go to the competition? What is our follow-up? What is the information? How are we going to help them make money? You're teaching business all of the time. You're teaching strategy all of the time. You're teaching it to your salespeople. You're teaching it to the shipping department. You're teaching it to your administrative department. You're teaching it to everyone around. You're teaching them how to talk to people. And more importantly than talk, you're teaching them how to listen. You cannot form a strategy as to how to be successful unless you learn how to listen. So let's think about business the way a chess master thinks about chess, planning ahead, playing the whole game in their mind, having a winning attitude, understanding what their competition's doing, counter that competition, know who your competition is, know what moves they make so you can counter those moves. And you will have a very successful year. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.